Feeling behind on college stuff? You're not too late. Fast Start to College works with families just like yours to build a smart, personalized plan, whether you're starting early or playing catch-up. We'll walk you through every step, from school lists to what to say on a campus tour. It's all doable, and we'll help. Visit www.faststarttocollege.com. Fast Start to College is a proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is James. Have you ever felt like you're behind in life? Like too much has happened, like you missed your shot? You know, you blinked and everything moved on without you? Too many years, too many regrets, too much damage, too far gone. Well, I've been there, and I've carried that voice on my own head. Well, it's too late now. You had your chance. But I came today to call that voice a liar because I'm about to say a word that religion has wrapped up in rules. But if you've got ears to hear this, it might just set you free. You ready? Leviticus. Yeah, that Leviticus. The one with mildew regulations and blood rituals. The one that turned women's bodies into taboo. You know what I'm talking about? The part of the Bible where your eyes glazed over and your spirit checked out. Now let's be honest. This is where you pulled out your phone in church and started playing Wordle, right? Or if you had kids, they were doodling boxes and dots on the bulletin just to survive the sermon on Leviticus. But right in the middle of all that legalism and patriarchy, like a gold coin buried in the sand, there's one command that doesn't sound like the others. It doesn't control. It doesn't punish. It frees. And it's called the Year of Jubilee. And it's not about religion. It's about reclaiming. It's about restoration. It's about an entire cosmic reset that says you may have been broken, but you're not beyond repair. Wow, that's exciting. What Jubilee meant was every 50 years, they were told, let the slaves go, wipe the slate clean, give the land back, blow the trumpet. Can you imagine that? Land restored, debts forgiven, chains broken. And not because you earned it, not because you begged hard enough, but just because it was time. And I came to tell somebody today, it's your time. Now, Jubilee isn't a holiday on a calendar. It's not an event you wait for. It's a frequency that you lived in, that you live in. It's a shift in your spirit. It's the moment you stand up and say, I've carried this long enough and I'm not dragging this story another step. The system doesn't get to define me anymore. And the universe will echo back to you, oh my gosh, I've been waiting on you to say that because the reset was always coming. Now, some of us were raised that we had to pay for penance, you know, to get peace in our lives. And we had to really work hard to get love. And that if we prayed hard enough and performed right enough and suffered long enough, maybe we could earn some rest through this thing. Maybe we could earn being enough. But Jubilee doesn't ask you to earn anything. It says you don't owe. You are owned. You don't carry that anymore. You don't earn rest. You return to it. Now think about this, guys. Even the dirt got a reset. Even the soil got a Sabbath. Even the land was told, you can stop now. Let the fields breathe for a while. So let me ask you this. If the ground gets a break, then why not you? Why not your nervous system? Why not your weary mind? Why not the story you've been reciting to yourself about why you're not allowed to have peace? What if your entire being is already overdue for release? Now let's get metaphysical for a second, okay? The land being returned? Well, that's your original identity. The part of you that knows joy deep down in, that's the one that knows how to dance, that knows it belongs no matter what happened. The debts being canceled? That's not just money. That's the shame and the false labels and the guilt that clings even after you have apologized. The story that said you were too much or never enough. And the captives being freed? Well, that's the part of you that's been locked up in survival mode, trying to make everybody happy, trying not to need anything, trying to be the strong one, the safe one, the quiet one, the good one. And the trumpet? That's not just some ancient ram's horn. That's your soul sounding the alarm. That's your voice rising again. That's your whole being saying, "This is it. I will not live bound. Not another day, not another hour." It's not religion. It's a return. It's a remembrance. It's a revolution from the inside out. Now, why does this matter? Because let's be honest, some of us haven't just been through a hard season. We've been living in spiritual exile. You know, your joy got smothered in shame, your dreams got locked away in the basement while you kept smiling for church people. And here's what religion never told you. You didn't miss your moment. You didn't disqualify yourself. Somebody needs to hear this. You didn't mess up so bad that it can't be restored. Because why? The reset was always coming. Even when you were deep in the fog, even when you felt invisible, that nobody saw you, even when the voices said, "You're too late, you're too old, you're too far gone." Jubilee is not a wish. It's a law written into the structure of the universe. I'm going to say that again. It's a law that's written into the structure of the universe. This whole cosmos is wired for a return. But while spirit is out in the fields popping bottles barefoot and laughing in the sunlight, too many of us are still standing in the shadows, polishing our Bibles, arguing over translations, asking whether Jesus turned water into wine or to Welch's grape juice. Guys, let's let it go. This isn't about clean theology. It's about coming home. This is your Jubilee. So here's what I'm doing. I'm not going to beg anymore. I'm not waiting. I'm not performing for another second. I'm claiming what's mine. Not because I earned it, but because I know now I was always going to come back to it. And you can too. Say this with me. I return to what's mine. I release what no longer belongs. This is my Jubilee. Guys, that's not poetry. That's just not inspiration. That's truth. You are right on time for your return. Now listen, this is the end of this series, but there's no altar call. There's no emotional bait. There's no shame required to just take this. Listen, the field is open. The music is playing. The table is set. The welcome has always been waiting. So come. Come barefoot. Come messy. Come as you are. Let this be the year. Let this be the moment. Let this be your Jubilee. And guys, as always, stay grounded, stay curious, stay real, and stay free. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.